up a lovely new car on Wednesday that we've saved up a year for, our dream car. And on Thursday, we filled up at Branksome Tesco's, took it for our first proper ride, and it died in the middle of the road. Just spluttered, completely lost all energy. We had to, get loads of people to help us because it's a big car, push it to the side of the road. Eventually got it started again and managed to crawl home. There was no energy. All the lights were flashing. Had to call out a guy that cleans out the petrol and washes the tank out and replaces it with diesel, and said that he thinks it might be biodiesel because it smelt very fatty and had a different consistency to normal diesel. Apparently he's had about 5 call outs the day before. So it seems to have been quite a big issue, but we've spoken to a few people. It could be up to £5,000 to have the car fixed, and we don't have £5,000 laying around. We contacted Tesco's on Thursday, left several messages for the manager to call us back and didn't get a reply. So on Saturday, after several more phone calls, I ended up getting quite angry down the phone and was eventually put through to head office. And apparently they're going to let people know today if there's a problem and if they can help. But of course, you know, we haven't had a car for 4 days, and we run the Jurassic Coast Tattoo Convention, and we were supposed to be delivering all the convention packs this weekend to tattooists in the area, leaflets, tickets. We're now, you know, we're already basically 4 or 5 days behind. It's a nightmare, absolute nightmare.
Tesco have released a statement saying if it is proven that the problem is their fault, they will compensate drivers. Does that sort of make you feel any better, I suppose? Is that not at all?
No, because obviously they do have to do the tests. They have to talk to their, you know, their liability insurers, etc., before they could admit any liability. They have admitted liability verbally, but at the end of the day, our question is, who's going to pay for our car to be fixed before we have a vehicle to use? You know, we need our vehicle for work. And the other people that are affected, how are they going to get about their daily business? Who has £5,000 laying around? Obviously, if people have put maybe only £5 or £10 as a quick top-up, they may have only realised their car's not running as well as normal and would just think it's just the car playing up. But we filled the tank up and we put £80 worth of diesel in, and it's really screwed up the motor. So this could have affected hundreds of people, because I've heard, whether it's true or not, I don't know, that the tanks weren't even realised there was a problem till Friday. But we phoned them on Thursday. Why didn't they immediately shut it down and start running the tests there and then?
Do you mind me asking how much you'd spent on the car in the first place, you know, the day before?
£10,000. And the car that we've bought isn't available anymore. It's a special edition. So we don't even know if I don't know how it works, because it's my husband's obviously the name driver. I don't know if the insurers will scrap it and then we get a replacement. I don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, our car that we've saved up a long time to buy could potentially have been driven for half an hour and then it could be scrapped. We just don't know. We're in limbo.